Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The following is paid for by Remember Me Rose Garden. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
You know, in all my years at KDK Radio, probably one of the most dramatic happened just about 24 years ago, September the 11th. I had worked the overnight shift, and I had just gotten home, and I was sitting in this chair when I looked up, and I saw a plane hit a building, the World Trade Center's, and it was the second plane. It was the live coverage, network news. And I was up, phone was ringing, I was out covering the story, and my entire day, week, month, and still all these years later, I think about that day, the horrific day that it was, as the date approaches. And I think about Somerset, the plane that flew over Pittsburgh, and of course, Remember Me Rose Garden. So honored to have them back again, but we've got a real Pittsburgh, a Yinzer connection, a musician and a guy who does a little bit of everything of the entrepreneurial spirit. But he has dedicated his time, and he's one of the youngest members of this great organization. John Vento is here, member, board of directors, Remember Me Rose Garden. So before we do anything else, a little bit of a bio. You and Larry obviously have a special connection, as in Mr. Richard. Your Christmas extravaganza at the Oaks Theater. You do stuff at the Benedum Center. You're a musician. You're a guy that does a lot in the office space in Pittsburgh. So you're out and about talking to a lot of people. But when you talk about this, 9/11, everybody remembers where they were, right, John?
Yeah. Hey, Rob, good morning, and thank you for having me. It's a real honor to finally meet you in person.
Amen. Right,
yeah, back at you. Thank you. Yeah, this is so special. I'm actually one of the newer guys to get involved. I engaged with the dream of having this Rose Garden for the 20th anniversary of 9/11. So, you know, that would be 2021.
Right.
I received a call from a dear friend of mine, Bill Sink, who has been very, very involved for many years because he knows I'm a crazy gardener and a very serious hobbyist. And in June of 21, he called me and said, hey, we're trying to get this garden finished for the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and we need all the resources we can get. Can you come up and help us? And I had no clue that there was even this dream or this process underway.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the foundation for this is when they started to plan and design the Flight 93 National Memorial, which is incredible. If folks haven't been there, they need to go there. It's so moving. When they started to plan that, the families of the 40 victims, on, or we say the 40 heroes on Flight 93, they wanted a living tribute. They wanted a rose garden. And the government basically said, no, we just can't do that. You know, pesticides and fertilizer. And not only that, but tremendous maintenance. You know, I'm sure you know, roses are a pain in the arse, believe me, of all the plants. So long story short, some of the locals up there, led by Clay and Mary Alice Mankemeyer, you met Clay a little while ago.
Great people.
I call them the heart and soul of this whole thing. They were able to secure, with different connections, a dump site on Route 30, a quarter mile east of the National Memorial. And this property was donated to an organization that the families had formed. And away they went, clearing this dump site. And I mean, for years, clearing it, moving rocks with this dream of having a rose garden. Many, many false starts. And as the 20th anniversary approached, they really buckled down and with no funding, with no magic, with with tons of volunteers, incredible donations, plants from certified roses in New Jersey and donations from local folks like my friends at Frankstown Gardens in Penn Hills and many others. This thing became a reality, and when we're done, I'm going to show you some photos. In less than 9 weeks, from the end of June to September 10th, which was the last day we walked off the property, the garden was constructed. And here we are, 4 years later, and it's maturing. There's been additions. We've got people from all over the country that come up to see it.
What's the best way people can plug in and see what's happening there?
Well, of course, we have a website,
right?
RememberMeRoseGarden.org, Facebook, social media, all that stuff.
Best ways to get there, though.
Go there, please. So go, we always tell folks, go to the National Memorial first, right on Route 30, because that's so emotional and powerful. And then go to the garden to feel the sacred healing that you will feel when you go there.
So other than them reaching out to you, you still had to make that decision. And as I alluded to, your plate is full. But mm-hmm. you said there was it a calling? Because here's the thing. I'm sure you remember exactly where you were at when this went down.
My band was actually scheduled to do a gig at USX Plaza. Remember the lunchtime gigs?
Yeah.
They may still have them. We were loaded in the van and heading downtown with the Needs Hotel band to do a lunchtime concert that day. And I'm not sure who had cell phones or who didn't, but I know that we were on our way when I got the early morning call of what was happening. So, of course, I remember that day. But the calling, there's for me, and why I got involved, of course, is this incredible. I mean, you know, that plane, Flight 93, was 12 minutes from the Capitol.
Yeah, they don't realize.
And there's no doubt where it was heading.
Amen.
Okay, it was on a path to blow up our nation's, our Capitol building. I can't, as I stop and try to put myself on that plane and with those heroes.
Hard to visualize.
I can't imagine it. And I'm not even sure I had the guts or the courage to do what they did.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Right? So it was, I like to think I'm a busy guy, but I'm a crazy gardener, so that was attractive. My dear friend Bill Sink, who not only is part of this, but his son, Ryan, was part of this years earlier in raising funds as a Eagle Scout, and Bill lost his son, Ryan, to brain cancer at a young age. So that's another motivation to honor Ryan and, of course, the heroes of Flight 93.
John Bento is here. Lots more to get to, but this is what's really awesome. Because of their volunteers and generous donors and support they have received from Somerset County, and someone I'm always promoting, and I've actually traveled to this part of the world to help them promote, Go Laurel Highlands Regional Foundations, the state of Pennsylvania, and hundreds of individual donors. Admission is free.
Oh, admission. There's no admission. You just, if it's daylight, you know, I mean, you want to see the garden. Oh, yeah, you just pull right up into the parking lot and stroll the grounds. And as I've said, we're expanding. Hopefully next year at this time, we're going to have a little visitor center. We hope it to be educational for gardeners, and of course the events of 9/11. And it's really cool. It's sacred. I mean, I'm telling you, when you walk onto these grounds, you're going to feel something that I can't describe.
40-foot fountain reflecting upon memorial stones engraved with the names of the crew and passengers of Flight 93, 300 award-winning Julie Andrews pink rose bushes, 3,000 other roses and flowering perennials, 1.5-acre wildflower meadow, 50 flowering trees, the cross, Ryan's Trail, the family rock. I mean, this is amazing.
Well, and the Kavod Garden.
Yes, tell me about that.
Well, there were 4 Jewish passengers on Flight 93. And we reached out to the 1027 Healing Project, the Tree of Life Memorial Group.
Right,
wonderful
right.
People.
The best.
You know, the Tree of Life massacre from 2018, which was devastating for our city. So we reached out to them and asked if they would like to get involved. And we had a space in mind to build a garden as a tribute to our 4 Jewish passengers. And they jumped right in with design and work and all the planting. And we built what's called the Kavod Garden. In Hebrew, kavod means honor and respect. And it's just beautiful. It's a very different kind of design and a different kind of garden. And it's back in the right corner. And the partnership with those guys have been just wonderful.
All right. We have a lot more to get to. Again, tell them where they can find out more.
RememberMeRoseGarden.org. RememberMeRoseGarden on all the social media channels. And just get in the car and take a ride out to Route 30.
Yeah, especially this time of year. Weather
yes.
Definitely will cooperate. We're going to come back. Lots more to get to. When we come back, there's some people we have to take time and thank, because without their, leaning in and helping with some of those very generous dollars, none of this would be possible. John Vento, Rob Pratt, Remember Me, Rose Garden, Pittsburgh Works, KDKH, or Pratt Pack. Back with more in a moment.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin.
See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Please get there, but you can also find out more at rememberme.rosegarden.org. John Vento is here. So let's talk about 20 American flags donated by some good folks, Certified Nurseries, Heritage Rose Foundation, A&M Leonard, Lowe's, Home Depot, Sherwin-Williams, all of the above. John, jump in here and give these folks some proper respect.
There's a long list. I mean, we walk in Lowe's and say, hey, we're part of the garden, and they pitch in. Senator Jay Costa has been very supportive of us. You know, the whole Somerset community, all of our volunteers. And by the way, this was built with volunteers. We had one contractor, which in itself is a story that we don't have time for, but a young guy who had just started his excavating business. And could you imagine, you're 19 years old and your first project is building what is soon to be a world-renowned rose garden? Wow. Yeah, 19. And he worked so hard and did everything we asked him to do, but all the planting, all the design, all the moving of rocks, all that stuff was done by volunteers, an army of volunteers. You and I were talking about social media and the power, right?
That's amazing.
So when I got involved in June of 21 and saw the task at hand, beside looking at Bill and Clay and Mary Alice and that crew and saying, you guys are out of your minds. Yeah. This cannot happen in 9 weeks. You're nuts. Okay. And again, I'm going to share photos with you. I said, okay, there's only one way this is going to happen, and it's with an army. So I put a post on Facebook and said, this is what we want to do. Rob, meet me 9 o'clock next Tuesday morning, guys. I pull up and there they are. And it went on from there the whole summer. Over the course of 9 weeks, we actually planted over 350 Juliandra's rose bushes, up to 800 perennials, gravel, this, that, mulch, all with volunteers. All with volunteers.
That's an army.
It's an army. It's an army of patriots. It's people that their heart was in it. We still have the 9th of September is our next volunteer day. 9:30 a.m. at the garden. If anybody's out there and would like to come and help us with cleanup and pruning, and we want to shine the place up for 9/11, of course. So that's Tuesday, September the 9th, 9:30 a.m. We meet at the garden, and away we go. And what a blessing. We've made so many dear friends along the way, people we didn't even know. It's just been wonderful.
Well, you know, one of the things that I hope, and we were talking because it's Labor Day weekend, and it's a labor of love, talking about will future generations be able to carry the torch? They have to here.
That's a concern. You mentioned I'm one of the youngest members. I should come clean and say I'm a baby at 64 years old. And it's true. I'm one of the younger board members, younger volunteers. We need to somehow appeal to younger folks to get involved. Now, in fairness, many of our gang are retired. Okay, I'm blessed because I have a business with a lot of flexibility. So in fairness to younger people, you know, they're working, they're building families and so on. They've got their plates full. However, we have a lot of weekend volunteer days. And we do see some younger folks, but we need more. We need the single biggest concern for organizations like ours is moving the legacy forward and future planning, future leadership. And it's not just us. It's, I'll name names. I would bet the Shriners have this discussion. The Elks, the, you know, so many other organizations that do charitable work are saying, how is this going to go into the future without supplementing young people?
Let me tell you where we're at right now as far as this world being a little off course. You're a musician. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid growing up, every one of these social halls had a wedding on a Saturday that we attended as kids. And there was a live band.
That's right.
I cannot tell you the last time I was at a wedding where there was a live band.
That's correct.
So everything is changing. And what's happening, John, with every year that's removed, you have people that weren't even alive when this happened.
That's another very scary thing.
And you have to teach them and to educate them. And the way you do that is by having a place like Remember Me, Rose Garden.
That's right. And I also wonder, are these things being discussed in schools? Now, I have grandchildren. Of course, they know all about 9/11.
Absolutely.
But that's through me. You know, and I just wonder if, I have no idea. I'm not a third grader. I'm not a fourth grader. is the story of 9/11 being told, specifically how it was right over Pittsburgh.
Literally.
You know, in Somerset County, in our backyard. So I don't know the answer to that, but that's a great point.
You know, the other thing, too, I remember being out that day and talking to people that were just, you know, shocked. And it was kind of like when President Kennedy was assassinated, mm-hmm. or Bobby Kennedy or Martin Luther King. It was just one of those moments. It was hard to even wrap your hands around it. But if I go up to my 23-year-old daughter and talk to her about this, yeah. other than the basic facts, she doesn't have that same gut reaction that I do every time, even doing this show today. Yeah. It takes me a lot to get through this hour, yep. because I remember the despair that I felt.
Yeah. And that's okay, as long as, of course, you lived it, you know, life experience, and we did, we all did. But I think as long as they understand the impact and what it meant, you know, we're talking about Flight 93 specifically, and what those heroes did. Could you imagine if that plane hit the Capitol? What, I mean, would that have led to nuclear war? I don't know. I'm not trying to be dramatic. But who knows what direction that would have went.
Would we even be here getting ready to?
That's a fair question, I think.
It is. It's monumental.
And I believe in divine intervention. And you know, because where that plane went down, when you talk about the middle of nowhere.
Of all the places.
Of all the places. It was over Pittsburgh. It was over Monroeville, Irwin, up Route 30. And of all the places, it went down in a field that was so desolate. The only way you could get to that crash site was with utility vehicles.
You know, as we approach the 25th anniversary, and you guys have got some special plans coming
yes,
up.
Yes, we do.
We're going to talk about that on the other side. Again, rememberme.rosegarden.org. John Bento is here, one of the board members. I still cannot help but think about, in that split second, that they made the decision. And they knew their life was coming to an end.
Yes, they did.
If you ever in your life want to take time to say a prayer or to thank someone year after year, day after day, week after week, month after month, never forget those who made the ultimate sacrifice.
That's right. Like our heroes, like our service members, our first responders, our police, our firemen, and of course those guys. And you know, there's recordings. There's recordings.
Oh, I know. They're even hard to listen to.
It's tough when you go up there and you know, they're all there. You know, we know for a fact there was an element of faith, just amazing. And that's why we have the first monument that was put on the original crash site was a huge wooden cross that was built by the local churches. And once the federal government came in, that cross had to be removed and disposed of, actually, thrown away. You know, the organizations come in and they start suing the government and blah, blah, blah.
Sad.
And Clay Mankemeyer and his group up there, they found that cross and they erected it on this property at the highest point.
Good for them.
And that's not necessarily to ram Christian faith down anybody's. That's not what we're all about. That's not why it's there.
But if you don't
believe it. It's there as a symbol of hope.
You got to believe in something.
I'm with you all the way. As I mentioned, we had four Jewish passengers, and I believe there was one or two Buddhists on the plane. There were, so the cross is significant for faith and because it was the first symbol at the crash site.
But I also look at it as a symbol of the human race, and sometimes we lose sight of that. There were people from all walks of life, religious beliefs on that plane, but
That's
also
right.
who made that decision unselfishly to save us all.
It's unbelievable.
All right. Again, remember me, rosegarden.org. One thing before we go to the break, anybody out there with deep pockets, corporate America, somebody who just is looking for something to do, you need constant help, right?
We do. We were completely self-funded for years, for those first 3 years. Lately, we've received some grants, which we're so thankful. What a blessing. As you mentioned, Go Laurel Highlands and the state.
Oh, yeah, good people.
And it's just been amazing. But private funding is our number one source to keep this thing alive. And there's a lot of expenses. All volunteer labor. We're cool with that. That's not an issue. But there's a lot of material. There's growth. There's maintenance. And equipment that we need. And until you see the garden, you see a 15-acre site, you have no clue how much is involved.
Yeah, this isn't a big farming field.
No, this isn't. This isn't like my little garden in the back of my house in West Deer. This is serious.
What's your favorite thing to grow?
Oh, my goodness. I love perennials. I'm not a vegetable guy. My favorite perennial is Russian sage, quickly followed by upright phlox.
Where'd you learn all this at?
My dad was a landscaper.
Oh.
So I grew up landscaping.
That's why you're in still good shape.
Seriously. I don't know about that.
I mean, 64, you're looking pretty good.
Thanks,
right,
buddy.
And by the way, you can check him out right now, Metropolitan Window video screen. Click on kdkaradio.com. Click on KDK Watch. We're going to get ready to shift gears, head to the news, bottom of the hour with Rob Taylor. Then we're going to come back and tell you about all their plans for 2025 as we get to the 25th. Isn't that surreal?
It's unbelievable.
I mean, where it's has time gone?
You tell me. I have no clue.
All I know is if I had to get up out of that chair now, it would be a little slower. Because I'm telling you, that day, it was like somebody woke me from a dead sleep and I was right back knowing exactly what was going
on.
Didn't even have a chance to wipe my eyes. It was like go time.
Yep. The impact was tremendous.
It was. All right. Again, remember me, rosegarden.org. John Vento and I back with more in a moment on KDK with your Pratt Pack.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The following is paid for by Remember Me, Rose Garden.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
John Vento is here, of course, representing Remember Me, Rose Garden, rememberme.rosegarden.org. Now, 2025 is going to be a big year, 25th anniversary, still hard to fathom, but it's just around the bend. So you guys got some things planned. So let's take a look at some of these things you have planned.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Well, we are in the early stages, actually beyond the early stages of design, and we're getting quotes right now for a visitor center, which is just an amazing thing. And it's nothing huge, but it'll be fantastic. I want to thank my cousin Jim Cardillo for contributing to that design and the members of our team. So we hope to break ground in April for the Visitor Center and have it completed for the 25th anniversary of 9/11. So September 11th, 2026. We also are continuing to expand our perennial gardens and our wild wildflower gardens, which are pretty significant, and maybe a few other surprises that aren't really firmed up yet. But you know, it's a maturing process. This garden is only 4 years old. It's only 4 years old.
A lot of real estate still to develop.
Oh, there's still a lot to do. And, you know, we've been blessed. Out of the blue, this guy, Steven Scaniello, calls us. In the early stages of this, Stephen calls Bill and says, "Hey, I'm the director of the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens, and I heard what you guys did.
Really.
So it's going to get better, believe me.
That's awesome."
So Bill says, "Oh, okay, great." He said, "Well," he said, "is it true that you planted 450 Julie Andrews roses?" Bill said, "Yeah, that's true. You know, and by the way, they call them Julie Andrews roses because Ms. Julie Andrews was presented different species, and she said, I'll put my name on that one." So that's how it becomes a Julie Andrews or any rose that's named after a famous person. Anyhow, so Steven says, "Is it true you planted certified rose growers in New Jersey told me you guys planted 450 Julie Andrews roses?" Bill said, "Yeah, that's true." Steven says, "Julie was so excited to hear about this." You know, Bill's like, "Julie who? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm Julie Andrews' private gardener," he says. "She's asked me to get involved." Now, this guy, Steven, who we've all become friends with, we love him, he's a world-renowned rosarian. So he comes in every spring. He has a Master Rose class where we hold this class in May, usually early May, and then he brings the whole group up to the garden, and he teaches us how to prep the gardens for, or the roses for the summer, the pruning, the fertilizer. And earlier in this discussion, we talked how difficult roses are. And they are. But they're a lot easier when you have a guy that knows what he's doing, right?
But see, explain this to me. My dad worked in a mill.
Okay.
Had a garden. Beautiful. We had a trellis. He had roses. Beautiful. I could never, because I kind of have redone my landscaping. Basically what it is, anything that I had to take care of, I got rid of.
Okay.
Because it was dying. And I put mulch in. But just yesterday, there's a couple of like bare spots. And I said to myself, and I was thinking of you, but I was been thinking for a while because my dad loved roses. And I thought that would be a perfect place, but they're beautiful. But to be able to maintain all of this stuff, and this is
it's work.
A lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And you got to also have some knowledge.
But can it actually work?
Yeah. So I never had roses. And I, in West Deer, I have an old farmhouse with all kinds of gardens.
Nice.
You could imagine.
When you say gardens, you mean like flowering gardens.
Flower gardens, not vegetable gardens. Okay. And they're pretty significant, which perennials with annuals. And I have 14 hanging baskets. You don't even want to know what we do every day to take care of it. But I never had roses until I met Stephen. And now I have a Julie Andrews rose garden. The Julie Andrews roses are very hardy. I now know the process to take care of them. As we speak today, they are blooming like crazy with this cooler weather.
You got to shoot me a picture.
I will. I'll show you when. I'll send you some pictures when I go.
A beautiful rose. There's no doubt.
They're beautiful. They're hardy. I'll tell you a little trick that I was like, the first class with Steven, which would have been in 2022, the spring, he told us to go buy bags of Epsom salts. I was like, what? What are you? Okay. Well, guess what? One of the things that we do every spring is we sprinkle a nice handful of Epsom salts around those roses. I don't know why.
It works.
It works, along with some rose fertilizer. And, you know, I mean, I always cut plants back in the fall. Steven said, no, don't touch those roses in the fall. Mound them up with mulch halfway, give them a blanket, and you cut them back in the spring.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, these are things we've learned, and it's just been amazing. And Steven has been a blessing for our team.
So let me ask you, big picture. You and I are at that. You being an entertainer, I being an entertainer. Let's put it this way. Intermission of Act 3 is about, it's in the rearview mirror. We're in Act 3.
Okay. We might be in Act 4.
Yeah, but that's okay. But 25 years from now, the 50th anniversary, in a perfect world, what would you like to see?
Wow. That is really a great question.
Thank you.
I'd like to see this garden be recognized all over the world with international visitors, just like the National Memorial gets, where it's internationally known, and that we have a group of people that have the same passion and the same love and the same commitment that this group right now has, the amazing people I work with, because we're not going to be here on the 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm. The odds are good. We're not going to be here. So to carry it forward, and my worst nightmare, if I close my eyes and I see a field of weeds and a jungle of yuck, is our worst nightmare. So we need that legacy to continue, and we need people, younger people, to carry it forward.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There's also another date looming that people, I think, need to really look at this place. The 250th birthday of the United States.
Yes.
Because this is probably one of the most patriotic moments in our country's history. And I know that may be hard to believe when you think of all the things this country has gone through and strived to get through. I look at what the unselfish act of those passengers and what they did, saving the United States, our nation's capital, tens of thousands of lives possibly. I think this should be really celebrated to the point where maybe even the president should get involved and do something on that day.
Of course, my guess would be that there will be dignitaries at the Flight 93 Memorial. We've talked about trying to bring them over to the garden. We've had local dignitaries visit the garden, but I think we're getting closer and closer with national recognition that you might see that happen.
Well, I mean, this affected the entire nation.
It sure did.
It wasn't just a tri-state or a Commonwealth thing. This was the entire nation.
I think it affected the entire world.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. I've covered a lot of stories in my life. You figure, 1984, I started here. There's been a lot of things that have happened, okay? Yeah. Nothing has been more significant than that.
Nothing.
I mean, maybe Tree of Life, close.
Yeah.
Okay? But as far as a national scale is concerned,
yeah.
No,
I agree with you completely. And, you know, each month, each year, we're now approaching our fourth full season. We're getting more and more recognition. We had a group come up from Florida last summer, a university down there that was an agricultural and horticultural university. They brought all these students. It was wonderful. It was really great. And we're seeing that more and more.
This is inspiring being there, isn't it? Seeing this happen.
Rob, I got to tell you, when we did this in 21 and this giant team, I walked off the site the evening of September 10th. Just walked like we would, you know, we were there 2-3 days a week. We walk off. The next day, I brought my wife up. It's hard to even talk about it. I brought her up, and as we were approaching the garden, I started sobbing. Now, I had been there for 2.5 months just working. It isn't until you stand back and you get to that space and you feel what I call a spirit or the sacred space that it is, and you see those names carved into those stones around that beautiful fountain, that your heart, believe me, there's, I can't even find the right words to describe it.
It's incredible. We're going to come back and talk about Be a Hero to a Hero. And I think this would be the most poignant way to say goodbye, because it's going to give you something that you can do to help out. So when that 50th anniversary rolls around, it will be even bigger than any of us could have ever imagined, because it takes all of us to do this great work. And that means you. Remember me, rosegarden.org. John Bento, your Pratt Pack, back with one more segment today on this Saturday morning on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
So, Larry's hometown heroes last year.
Yeah.
That's a very noble thing to receive.
It's an honor, especially coming from Larry Richard and his, you know, Larry, who is, he's so respected, so loved. And I just say thank you.
He's a big fan of yours too. Well, okay, Be a Hero to a Hero. As that 25th anniversary approaches, we need help.
We do. We need financial support.
So let's elaborate on that. Go.
Well, you know, we've launched different fundraising programs, and this is one of our biggest. Working closely with our fellow board member, Brian Tedeschi from Think Creativity. Give him a little plug, and Bill Sink and our team. We're going to get this out there on social media, our website, And even the smallest contributions help keep this garden alive and growing. So, I mean, if anybody has the resources and they find it in their heart to give, we would, I can tell you, there's no paid staff in this organization. There's no big salaries. Everything we raise goes into this garden.
You know, we're a part of the generation that places like this help us get over and heal and reflect.
It is healing.
If you're dealing with something in your life right now that has become a little too challenging, I've always found places like this just the place to go to reflect, to make you realize the big picture.
That is, you just expressed that beautifully. And as I've said multiple times throughout this discussion, find a way to get there. And you will feel a healing spirit. You absolutely will. I promise. I promise.
You know, what I also do now, I look at everything through my children and grandchildren's eyes. You know, you turn into your parents. You look one day in the mirror and you say, oh, look, Dad showed up. You know, that's what happens. It's the cycle of life. And you think about children, friends, family, parents who were affected because of what those amazing heroes did. Family members have been here?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, Clay Mankemeyer was one of the very first civilians to arrive at the crash site.
He told that story.
I mean, he lived. He actually heard the crash.
It was smoldering.
It was smoldering. He arrives in hopes of rescuing people, realizing quickly there was no rescue. But he, through that, then became on the, he was selected to be on the planning committee. He was a volunteer at the National Memorial, and he got to know many of the family members. And he still remains in communication with them, and he's hosted them at the garden privately multiple times. So it's I've not met any family members. I'm hoping to at some point, but Clay and Mary Alice stay in touch with them.
You know, when that thing went down and we started to realize what happened, because nobody knew until after a while, I thought to myself, the family members, I mean, you have such loss, obviously, and you're never going to overcome it. But in a sense of pride, knowing that a family member, your bloodline, had courage to do that, to save people that they'll never meet. To me, that's another piece of history that needs to be told.
Yeah, and a tribute to the family members and another group, the flight attendants.
Oh.
And, you know, the way the garden was designed with these giant boulders shaped... there was a reason for that. So when those airplanes go by, and this was a request from the Flight Attendants Association that Clay met, they wanted to be able to say to people, look out the window, look down, and you'll see the Remember Me Rose Garden. And our fellow flight attendants are honored at that place because those boulders are so large surrounding the garden that you can see it from 30,000 feet.
You know, the pilots and everybody, but the one thing that I wish I could have seen is the look in the face of the terrorists thinking, these are supposed to be timid Americans.
They found out.
Yeah, they did find out. I mean, all I know is before that plane hit, there was some pain felt on that plane.
Absolutely.
And you know what? All I can do is take that pain and turn it into a positive and continue to promote the Remember Me Rose Garden, rememberme.org. I have literally 2 minutes, and I want to give it all to you to make that plea once again. Be a hero to a hero, rememberme.rosegarden.org, and just make sure that people visit early and often. Go ahead.
Well, you know, first, folks need to visit the National Memorial. I meet people every day, and I talk about this. And many of them have not even been to the National Memorial. And I say, shame on you. I'm going to whip you the wet noodle. You need to get there. And then after you visit the National Memorial, you simply go 1/4 mile east on Route 30, and you see the Remember Me Rose Garden, which is what you will use as a healing place. We need your support. We need to continue to raise funds to build this legacy and move into the future. Our visitor center is a big, big project on the horizon, and just the ongoing maintenance that's required. And when you go there, you're probably going to meet some of our volunteers to greet you at the garden and talk a little bit about the history. And I know for a fact that it'll be a fulfilling and positive experience.
The Cross, Ryan's Trail, all sorts of things. The Family Rock, volunteers are needed. Obviously, your money, be a hero to a hero. Located 1/4 mile from the Flight 93 National Memorial, rememberme.rosegarden.org. You know, at this stage in our life when we've done just about everything, it's nice to do things that really or just feel good stories.
Absolutely.
Because
isn't that why we do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, to help other people.
That's why
feel
you
good.
Grow. Well, how many different flowers do you have at your place?
Oh, goodness. Many.
So does it
you have to come over.
Does it take you like an hour a day?
My wife calculated the other day, we have a sprinkler system, and she has to hand water for 90 minutes every day.
Wow.
So it's, if anybody wants to have a beautiful garden, you've got to work it.
But my dad's favorite part, at the end of all of it, in his Wrangler jeans with no shirt and his tennis shoes, he would just step back, get an adult beverage, and he would just look at everything. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
And that's
Agreed.
The feeling you're going to get when you go to Remember Me Rose Garden and obviously visit. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, stay tuned. News coming up next.
The proceeding was paid for by Remember Me Rose Garden. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.